From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. At the United Nations today, a diplomatic victory for the Bush administration. On a unanimous vote, the Security Council passed a resolution on Iraq, despite lingering concerns that it does not go far enough to limit the time frame of the U.S. occupation. The Bush administration hopes the U.N. endorsement will translate into more troops and money for the rebuilding effort. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who had been unusually outspoken and critical of the U.S. during negotiations on the resolution, summed up what he felt was the mood in the council.
The process has been difficult, but the outcome is a clear demonstration of the will of all the members of the Security Council to place the interests of the Iraqi people above all other considerations.
Representatives from France, Germany, and Russia also said that above all they thought the Security Council had to show some unity on Iraq. French Ambassador Jean-Marc de la Sablière described the resolution as a step in the right direction toward restoring Iraq's sovereignty, even though it doesn't include some of the critics' main demands, such as a timetable for a political handover.
Taking stock, you know, all the result of the negotiation, we realize that there is a greater role for the Security Council. There is a dynamic which makes possible what we would like to see.
That is an accelerated transfer of power to Iraqis. The resolution says the transfer will happen as soon as practicable and sets a December 15th deadline for the Iraqi Governing Council to come up with a plan for drafting a constitution and holding elections. While the Security Council effectively endorsed the U.S. occupation, Russia's ambassador Sergei Lavrov and his German and French counterparts all made clear they have no plans to send troops or more money.
Russia does not intend to send troops to Iraq, and we have been saying this from the very beginning, but this doesn't mean that we should not be involved in other forms of supporting the process of restoration of Iraqi sovereignty.
Pakistan's ambassador to the UN also said his country won't offer troops, even under the new resolution, which mandates a multinational force under U.S. command that will operate in Iraq until a new government is formed. Nevertheless, John Negroponte, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said he believes the new UN resolution will have the desired impact eventually.
Not only council members, but others have said that they were waiting to see what kind of Security Council resolution was passed and by what kind of a majority before they addressed the issue of troops or money. I think now you've got to give it a little time.
While major troop commitments may not be forthcoming soon, U.S. officials are clearly hoping the diplomatic win at the U.N. will pay off at a donors' conference in Madrid next week. Secretary of State Colin Powell was sounding confident today.
Frankly, I'm becoming more optimistic about the donors' conference next week. I've had some pretty good conversations. I wouldn't want to give out a number now, but I'm more optimistic than I was last week with respect to the donors' conference in Madrid.
The Bush administration has had to take some steps to try to reassure potential donors that their contributions won't be spent by the U.S. occupation forces. The U.S. added a paragraph to the Security Council resolution to highlight the importance of transparency in how international donations are spent. And the U.S. has agreed that the money raised in Madrid will be managed by an international trust fund, which is now being set up. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.